Well, here in the tunnel of Croke Park with Karen Guthrie, who's just scored 1-4 for Donegal in a victory over Dublin. You were player of the match. Firstly, how does it feel to come to Croke Park and beat the All-Ireland and League Champions Dublin?
Oh, it's unbelievable. We're standing there and we're asking ourselves what just happened. It was just, I suppose, it's not something we put a wild lot of thought into, you know. It was something that we just went up and we wanted to be competitive first and foremost, and we knew there was a huge challenge in playing the All-Ireland champions, you know, regardless of what team Dublin might put out. You know, they're a serious squad with strength and depth, and you would never get beyond yourself to think that you would ever beyond your wildest dream beat them. We just said, listen, we'll take it play by play, you know, we'll see how we get on, we'll try and be competitive in every area of the field, and the girls done that. You try win your patch first and foremost, and they were super, like, they were brilliant. You couldn't ask for any better off them, you know.
Yeah, it's not a bad start to your 14th season for Donegal, is it? We could see after the game what it meant to you all. Your families were here, you were hugging them, getting pictures, getting selfies. It's a big victory, isn't it?
It's huge. You know, you can't underestimate how many times, you know, we might never get the opportunity to play again. As you know, you only now with the double headers we got the opportunity to play a league game, but before that it would have been, you would have to make the All-Ireland final to play in Croke Park. So the surface is beautiful, the atmosphere is unbelievable, and we just feel really, really fortunate to get to play a game here, and to get points on the board is brilliant. Yeah, really good.
You executed your game plan perfectly. I mean, you turned them over and then broke quickly, and sometimes that break was through running with the ball, sometimes that break whilst you're kicking the ball and moving up that way.
Yeah, we've a lot of youth in our team this year, so it gives us a wee bit of legs. We're in the middle third, girls that are mad to run, and they're really athletic, and we're very, very fortunate from that perspective. And then we've a wee bit of experience mixed through that. So, you know, when you're trying to perfect something, the likes of Katie and them and the girls in the halfback line, like Nicole and Emer, they give the younger girls that wee bit of confidence to go forward and push them on. And maybe it's something that not that we didn't have in years previous, but it's definitely something that we have on our side this year. And with that type of game plan, with playing defensively and breaking at pace, you need to have obviously your forwards in queue, you need a wee bit of legs or in the middle, and you need to be really solid in defence. And just today that seemed to work a wee bit better than it does any other day, and that's not to say that we tried that exact same game plan against Cork, and it just didn't maybe work out as well. So we're thankful that it did today.
But it takes a while to develop, and it looks like it is developing. Talk to me about your goal. It was beautifully taken.
I don't know, the girls just found me in space, probably in the corner. There was a wee pocket there, and I just had it on the bounce side. Listen, it was easy for me. I only had the ball maybe in possession for 2 or 3 seconds, where they had to probably, you're looking at a minute probably to get it that far, and it had to pass through a lot of hands to get to that stage. And thankfully, there was just a wee pocket there in the corner, and I just had it on the bounce.
And just before I let you go, we talked about the emotional, I suppose, sense of the victory and what it means to you all. For you, it was your first game in Croke Park since 2010. It was Donegal's first game in Croke Park since 2010. This does mean a lot. This can be something that can bounce you on for the rest of the season, can't it?
Absolutely. It's a serious, serious starting point. You don't really know where you are until you play a game, a competitive game. Like, we would have played Cavan and Tyrone and plenty of in-house games probably in the last month or 6 weeks, and you genuinely don't know where you are until you're met fire with fire in terms of good, serious, serious opposition in a competitive game more so. So it gives us a serious starting point, and you didn't really know where you stood up until now, but listen, it gives us a wee bit of confidence. It's not going to make or break our season. You know, we said that before the game, whether we got beat by 20 points or won by whatever or drew, it wasn't going to make or break your season, but it gives you a serious, serious confidence lift, especially for the younger girls, you know, because that's their first day out. They're still kind of taking it all in, and they're just loving life, and it's lovely for them too, because it gives them a nice positive start to center county football.
It's a nice start to your 14th season for Donegal. I imagine that, you know, it's always a tough decision maybe to make whether or not to go back, but at the moment you feel pretty good about that decision.
Yeah,
I imagine.
Yeah, and the whole setup makes it easier now. I suppose I'm not playing inside, so I don't have the legs to play midfield anymore, so it probably gives you a wee bit of breathing space to play in there. And listen, it's great. I spent my first couple of years in net, so I probably didn't have to that long probably in midfield, maybe altogether not the full 14 anyway, so or 13. So it's a huge start, and it's lovely to be part of that buzz now. You know, we've Mayo next weekend, and while we'll enjoy it for the couple of days, you're back to square one if you lose to Mayo next weekend, and we certainly don't want to be facing that, you know. So we'll get back to basics on Wednesday night again.